Hello and welcome to a new episode of our interview series made in collaboration between Termcord, the European Parliament's Terminology Coordination Unit, and the Pablo de Olavide University in Seville in Spain. My name is Jana and I will be interviewing students and graduates of the Translation and Interpreting degree. The interviews are in either English or German. And today I am here with Maria. Maria Cervez Muriel is 23 years old and is from Huelva in Spain. She has studied translation and interpreting in the languages English and German at the Pablo de Olavide University for 4 years, and last year she finished her degree. Thanks to her final degree thesis, she has already collaborated with Termcord, contributing to the Terminology Without Borders medical project, Your Term Med, where she helped work on the medical event. This year, she has studied for a master's degree called New Technologies Applied to Translation, as well as for an expert's degree in translation and marketing at the Higher Institute for Linguistic Studies and Translation in Seville. Moreover, she has recently applied for a Schumann traineeship at the European Parliament. Thank you for being here today, Maria.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, so my first question is, why did you decide to study translation and interpreting, and why did you choose English and German?
Languages have always fascinated me, and since I was a child, I've always enjoyed learning about other cultures and languages. One day I was talking with a friend and she told me about translation and interpreting, and I started looking for information about it. I thought that studying that degree, I would have more job opportunities and I would also study more than just one language. Mm-hmm. And then in English and German, I decided to study it in English because I've always studied English since I was a kid and I didn't want to forget everything. And moreover, I'm always trying to improve in everything, and I thought that choosing English as my second language would help me to improve it. And then I decided to study German because it is a language that has always attracted my attention, and I thought that it could be difficult and it was kind of a challenge to myself. And moreover, when I thought about my future, I thought that there could be more opportunities as a German translator.
Okay, so that's really interesting because I speak German myself, and that is something you hear from a lot of people, actually, is that German is perceived as a language that is kind of difficult to learn, especially if the learner does not already have a background in a Germanic language. So that's really great that you decided to seek out the challenge of studying German. And how was the experience studying translation?
I find this question really interesting because I've learned plenty of things. I've learned a lot about cultures and about languages, of course, and I have improved my English skills. And moreover, I found out that I love German, both the language and the culture. So ich liebe Deutsch. Furthermore, when I started studying it, I didn't know that much about what translation was, and now I know that I love translating. Mm-hmm. I think that I've learned plenty of things, not just only about translation. I've learned about economics, computers, medicine, legal systems, and so on.
Just to pick up on what you just said, and that is really interesting, and maybe that is also something that people who don't know a lot about translation don't know, is that they don't know that whenever translators translate a text, they also end up knowing a lot about the subject that the text is about, or they already know a lot when they go into translating the text. For example, as you said, if a translator is working on a text about economics or computers, they have to do a lot of research on that topic in order to be able to translate it well. And by doing that research, they end up learning a lot about that topic themselves. Okay, and which translation field do you like the most?
I love translation in general. Nevertheless, it is true that the field that I like the most is audiovisual translation and localization. I think these fields are the ones which are more enjoyable, although in my opinion they are very difficult because maybe one film is about medicine, doctors, and another film is about religion, so the translator needs to familiarize themselves with the terminology.
Yes, definitely. So, and the next question is about something that's quite a topical issue, and it's especially a question that I feel like young translators are being asked a lot. What do you think about machine translation?
Well, I like this question because during my years at the university, we discussed it a lot. And I think that it is interesting when someone is blocked and they don't know how to say something, or just when someone needs some inspiration. But the computer cannot be as accurate as a person, and they cannot choose the right translation strategy, or at least not yet. And moreover, regarding terminology, it is really important to understand the context, to select the appropriate word, and a machine cannot do this.
Yeah, so machine translation can help, and it does definitely have its uses, but it's not at a point yet where it can really replace human translators. And what do you think about specialized translation, and do you have any experience with it?
I like it because I like translating in general. Nevertheless, I prefer audiovisual translation or localization, as I've said before. And with specialized translation, it is very important to know where to search the terminology, as it is very important to use the right word. And during my years at the university, I translated economic, medical, and legal texts. And I think that the terminology is complicated because people have to be accurate with the words. So although they are complicated, when someone learns the cognitive structures and the terminology, I mean the keywords, they translate them easier. And yes, that's what I think.
Okay. So the next question is actually divided into a few smaller questions. So what characteristics do you think a specialized translator should have? Can you imagine being a specialized translator yourself? And what terminology resources do you use, and do you know Yati?
I love this question since I totally think that a specialized translator should have specific characteristics. And I think a specialized translator should be a person who knows perfectly how to look for information. And documentation is fundamental, and selecting the right word is essential. And they should be also a curious person because they have to search much information and they have to contrast it. And moreover, they must be patient, because sometimes it will take so long until the right word found. And I think I could be a medical translator. I prefer translating medical texts than legal or economics, and I feel good doing important things for the human health. And while I'm translating, I use Cosnautas when I have to translate medical text, and sometimes I also look for information in Prosit. And when I have to look for definitions, I use the Cambridge Dictionary. And then when I need some inspiration or I'm blocked, sometimes I use Lingui, and then I contrast the information I find. About IADE, now I know it because last year I used it to do my final degree thesis. I found that the translation of the diseases and some specialized words that I didn't know. And I found it really helpful because it gives you different definitions regarding the context, while other sources don't offer it. And as you know, as my final degree thesis, I already collaborated with TempCord, contributing to your medical project, Your Temp Medical, and I helped to fulfill the medical event. And it was an amazing opportunity, so thank you again.
The Your Temp Medical project that Maria has referred to is related to the Terminology Without Borders project. And Terminology Without Borders is a project launched by TermCord, which aims to enhance communication in different subject domains by producing multilingual terminology tables. And one of these domains is medicine, so it's referred to as Your Temp Med or Your Temp Medical. And Maria actually worked together with Dr. Olga Kareneva, who is a specialized translator and interpreter for German, Spanish, Russian, Portuguese, and Italian. She's currently the lecturer in the Faculty of Translation and Interpreting in German at the Pablo de Olavide University in Seville, and she actually joined the European Parliament as a trainee in summer 2018. And Dr. Kareneva conceived a specific semantic scheme called an event to represent concepts related to diseases graphically. And this is a cognitive approach to terminology called frame-based terminology. And Maria worked together with Dr. Kareneva to create the medical event for Terminology Without Borders. You can check out the event if you go on your browser and you navigate to the Your Term website. So yourterm.org/mat-events. And that's Your Term as in your, Y-O-U-R. And while you're there, you can also take a moment to check out the other projects. On behalf of TermCord, so I would like to thank you again, Maria, for your work on this. We really appreciate it very, very much. And do you think it is important to know the culture in order to perfectly translate a text?
Yes, it is. I think that people cannot translate a text without knowing about the culture, the country, and the people living there. That's why I think that documentation is one of the most important parts during the translation process.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about the future of translators? And specifically, what do you personally think about job opportunities?
Wow, what's an interesting question, because I think that if someone studies translation and interpreting, they have plenty of your opportunities, as they know how to communicate with people in other languages, and they can work in tourism, marketing, as a teacher, and more, not only as a translator and interpreting. And I think it is thanks to the globalization. And it is a very grateful job, since it builds bridge between cultures and people, and it contributes to their understanding. So I like it so much.
Okay, great. So translation as building bridges between cultures and people. And I think you've put that really very nicely, and you've kind of summarized the essence of what translation really is about. Okay, so I have one last question. Is there any personal experience that has helped you improve as a translator or as a person?
Yes, of course. And it is a pleasure to talk about it, because there are three experiences that have changed my life. The first one was my Erasmus. I think that traveling and living abroad open people's minds and make people more tolerant, mature, empathetic. I went to Denmark. I chose that country because I'd never been to a Nordic country before, so I thought that everything would be different from the places I knew. I learned new vocabulary and I improved my speaking and listening skills, since I lived in a dorm and there I made Danish friends. Moreover, this experience helped me to know more about a different culture and a different way of life. And I love people in Denmark because they are great. They always give you a hand when you need some help, and they are more eco-friendly than we are here in Spain. For example, they don't use a car so often. They are always riding bikes and cycles more than we recycle here in Spain. So for all of these, I love the Danish culture and the society. The second experience was my summers studying in England. When I was younger, I went for three consecutive summers to study to England. So since I was 13, I'm a very independent person because I learned how to do things by my own. And in fact, last year I went abroad again, but as a group leader, not as a student. And I lived the experience in a different way, but it was also enriching. And finally, the best experience of my life was my voluntary service in Kenya. I went there to help in an orphanage. And this experience taught me about translation, because I learned, for example, that if a word sounds the same as in Spanish, it doesn't mean that the meaning is the same. For example, one day I was cooking with two of the kids, and one of them told me, mi amor. And here in Spain, mi amor means my love. And I thought that, so cute, she's telling me my love. And no, the other girl told me that mi amor means in Swahili, give me oil. But without any doubt, this experience has changed my life as a person, because it was shocked to me when I was there to think that those kids haven't seen a computer, a shopping center, buildings, things on situations that are our daily life here. Everything there was different, because they eat sitting on the floor, they wash their bodies in the lake, they only have one pair of shoes and two outfits, and they don't need nothing else to be happy. When I was there, we only had light for 3 days because the electricity didn't work well. And one day with the volunteers, wanted to play some music to dance with the kids and so on, but we didn't have battery on our phones. So I used my iPad because I have some battery on it, and everyone was impressed when they saw this kind of mobile phone, and I can't forget their faces discovering these kind of things. And for example, something that also shocked me is that here in Spain we use bricks to build houses, and in the place I lived there was a man that made the bricks giving shape to a stone using a hammer. So I learned to value everything I have, and it also opened my mind, made me more understandable, sensitive, more tolerant, and of course a better person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds like a really amazing experience, and it sounds like it was really worthwhile. And thank you so much for sharing that today. And thank you for the entire interview. It really has been a pleasure. Is there anything you want to add before we end?
No, but just thank you too for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you very much, and you're very welcome. So my guest today has been Maria Esteves Muriel, translator in English and German from Spain.